On behalf of my co-authors and myself, welcome to our virtual poster presentation. My name is Sonia Arriola. I'm the Senior Research Advisor for Impact Global Action for Gay Men's Health and Right. Thank you for your interest in this study. There are two main study findings. First, structural violence, such as stigma and discrimination toward gay men, impede access to sexual health services for gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. Second, resiliency factors such as community engagement and comfort with provider enable access to sexual health services. These findings have implications for improving access to sexual health services, especially in a world where gay men, bisexual men, and other men who have sex with men continue to be disproportionately impacted by HIV. For example, structural interventions are urgently needed to decriminalize homosexuality, to reduce societal sexual stigma, also known as homophobia, and to sensitize healthcare providers who appear to continue to discriminate against gay men and other men who have sex with men. In addition, the findings suggest that while addressing these structural violence factors that impede services access, we should also directly support community engagement activities by and for gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. The sidebars of this poster provide details on how we measured the various variables of interest and the analyses we conducted among a global sample of over 2,000 gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men who completed the Global Men's Health and Rights 30-minute online survey. This was done in 10 different languages. The table of findings on the right sidebar provide the specific findings. They indicate that the odds of poor access was greater for each of the 12 services we measured under conditions where the level of sexual stigma or homophobia was higher. Additionally, poor access to condoms, lubricants, HIV treatment services were associated with more provider-specific stigma toward gay men. And poor access to lubricants, HIV testing, PrEP, STI testing, STI treatment, and support services for people who use drugs were associated with criminalization-related discrimination. These were experiences of discrimination that were associated with criminalization of homosexuality. Conversely, good access to all 12 services was associated with having comfort with providers. Makes sense that it would be the opposite of the negative association with access to services for conditions where providers were discriminating against gay men. Additionally, good access to most services was associated with community engagement. Although the bivariate analyses did show associations between poor service access and childhood sexual abuse, there were no significant associations in the current multivariable analysis that you see in this study. This may be because childhood sexual abuse is a distal determinant to the outcome variables of interest in this study. In conclusion, the findings, again, they support the importance of structural interventions that are specifically designed to decriminalize homosexuality and to reduce societal sexual stigma and to sensitize healthcare providers who still discriminate against gay men, bisexual men, and other men who have sex with men. Finally, we need to support community engagement for and by gay men and other men who have sex with men in order to ameliorate the negative impacts of the structural violence variables. Thank you very much.